Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
All of us, regardless of denomination, whether you're Catholic or Baptist, all of us who believe in Jesus Christ ought to build our strength and confidence in the Lord. You don't just wake up and have the strength and confidence to face a Goliath. Not even David could do that. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 36, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God.'" David faced lions and bears before he could face a giant warrior. God put him through these tests in order to build his strength. And I believe God does the same with us too as believers. The Lord takes us to different places in our lives so that we can be tested and grow. A test here to strengthen your faith. A test here to strengthen your need to read the Word of God. A test here to strengthen your prayer life. Every test has a purpose. Every test serves to build you in the Lord. He works on your patience, if that's the area you're weak in. He works to humble you, if that pride is getting in the way of His kingdom. And let me tell you this. Through it all, through all these tests, you learn to trust in Jesus. You learn to really trust in Him, and that's where you find strength. That's where you find real strength. The only reason David was able to face Goliath was because David had trust in God. He trusted God to see him through, and that was his strength. The only reason Joseph was able to forgive his brothers was because Joseph had trust in God. He trusted that what was meant for evil, the Lord would turn it for his good, and that was his strength. Moses could face Pharaoh. Why? He trusted the God of I Am. So I'm speaking directly to you if you feel powerless in the situation you're in. Until you start trusting in God, you will never have real, lasting, and true strength. Until you start trusting in God for the healing in your family, you'll always feel the need to give up.
Do you know what I've found? I've found that life is full of surprises. In fact, my walk with God has been full of surprises. I've made plans. I've written down my goals and dreams. I expected everything to go right. I expected things to go my way. Some things did, some things didn't. And through all of my wins and losses, I have learned that we can make plans. We can write down our goals and our targets. However, here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. You see,
when we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
See, God's purpose for your life is what will prevail. God's plan for your life is what will prevail. Now, it's not easy for us to accept that at times, because God's plan requires us to trust Him. It requires us to walk blindly, so to speak, in this natural world, but at the same time, walk with 20/20 vision through the eyes of faith. Jonah ran away from God's plan, and he ended up in the belly of a fish. Noah followed God's plan, and he was saved. Lot's wife deviated from God's plan, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Joseph trusted in God and in his plans, and he became the ruler of Egypt. Samson decided not to follow God's instruction, and he lost his supernatural strength. Joshua stuck to God's plan, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. You see where I'm going with this? God's plan will always work out for good. But when you deviate from His plan, when you reject His plan, then you leave yourself open. You leave yourself open to the attacks of the enemy. You leave yourself open to the judgment of God. Trusting in God's plan isn't always an easy thing to do, because it requires more faith than it does sight. In other words, you have to believe even though you don't see. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." And on this topic of trust, when you think about it, we have been conditioned to trust our natural senses. We've been conditioned to trust in science. We're taught to trust information or advice that comes from credible sources that can be verified and fact-checked. But trusting in God, it requires us to go against everything we've been conditioned to do. Trusting in the Lord requires you to ignore what you can see or understand. Trusting in Him means that at times, you can take the doctor's advice, but accept that he or she does not have the final say. I would even go as far as saying trusting in God means ignoring what the news anchor is saying or what the economy is doing, I encourage you to let go. Let go of the need to know. Let go of the need for control. Let go of the whys, the hows, and whens, and simply say, "Not my will, Lord, but your will be done." That is trusting in the Lord with all your heart and mind and soul.
Isaiah 40 verse 29 tells us that He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Trust in God yields fearlessness. It yields tenacity and courage. When Peter walked on water, that was because he completely and totally trusted. That meant the laws of nature didn't apply because he trusted in God. The laws of gravity or physics didn't matter simply because he had total trust in God. But the minute that trust wasn't total, the minute that trust started to become doubt, he started to sink. Hear me when I tell you this. The strongest among us are the ones that trust God fully. Job couldn't have gone through what he went through and remained faithful if he didn't fully trust in God. Abraham wouldn't have come within moments of sacrificing his only son, his miracle child. He wouldn't have come close unless he trusted God. So let me ask you, do you have real strength? Do you have trust in God? I am personally praying for faith without borders. I want to believe with my heart and soul, with every fiber of being within me, that God can do the impossible. He can use me for His glory. He can heal me from the scars of a painful past. I desire to have trust without borders, trust with no limit, so that if I read the Bible and it says God will fight for me and I shall hold my peace, I will have no doubt in my mind that whether the fight is against a demonic spirit or the devil himself, God will fight for me. And so I encourage you to trust God, trust Him fully. Trust Him completely. Don't reason. Don't calculate. Just trust Him.
So remember that. When the spirit of fear attempts to enter your life, remember these words. You are of God, and in Him there is no fear. Now the other thing about fear is that fear is from the opposer. The devil will oppose everything that is of God. And we need to be mindful of this. Where God stands for victory, triumph, boldness, peace, and pure love, the devil stands for fear, anxiety, worry, everything that will try and take your focus away from God. And we need to be mindful of that. Where Jesus Christ is the pure light, the way, the truth, and the life, the devil is darkness, deception, and the father of lies. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, as believers, the Word of God tells us that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power defeats fear. In God's perfect love, there is no fear. And a sound mind, a peaceful mind, is one that is the complete opposite to a fearful mind.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.